for the first attempt on his life last July.
A very big thank you to Pennsylvania. We love Pennsylvania. And as I was saying,
he was joined by running mate J.D. Vance, Elon Musk, and others on the grounds of the Butler Farm Show. President Biden has doubts about whether the November election will be peaceful. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has that story.
During his first ever appearance inside the White House briefing room, the president was asked about the upcoming election.
I'm confident it'll be free and fair. I don't know whether it'll be peaceful.
He said he had doubts about post-election safety because of what Donald Trump said after the 2020 election, comments Mr. Biden described as dangerous. Trump continues to insist that he won 4 years ago and says he will only accept the outcome of November's election if it's fair. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The death toll from Hurricane Helene has inched up to 227 at last count. As the grim task of recovering bodies continues more than a week after the monster storm hammered the southeast, it destroyed homes, washed out roads, knocked out power and cell phone service for millions. Some are still suffering without cell phone or electricity. It's not clear how many people are unaccounted for or missing. While Americans continue to struggle under high rents, as many as 223,000 affordable housing units could disappear in the next 5 years alone. They were part of the low-income housing tax credit, but they only have to be kept low for 30 years, and that wave of construction in the 1990s, well, deadlines for those buildings are arriving now. This is SRN News.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-504-8790. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-504-8790. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-504-8790.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Democrats in the House are urging the IRS to reject tax-exempt status for Christian ministries unless they can specifically be defined as a church. Liberals expressed outrage recently when the Family Research Council was granted the right to be treated as an association of churches by the IRS. However, Congress has already passed laws granting churches and, quote, conventions or associations of churches special protections in order to uphold freedom of religion under the First Amendment to the Constitution. As President Daniel Ortega has moved aggressively to silence critics of his administration in Nicaragua, hundreds of churches have been closed, dozens of pastors have fled the country, and others have been arrested. This has prompted many Christians to begin worshiping secretly at home in small groups. In some places, services have had to be held at different venues every week to foil the authorities. One embattled Nicaraguan Christian says, quote, "Wherever we are, we can always pray to God." This is SRN News. Texas rarely grants clemency for death row inmates, but that's not stopping a group of bipartisan lawmakers.
Six state representatives showing their support for a man scheduled to be executed this month, and they are urging the Texas Board of Pardon Paroles and Governor Greg Abbott to spare the life of Robert Roberson. If Abbott should grant clemency, it will be the first time in 6 years and the fourth time ever in the state of Texas since the Supreme Court reinstated the death penalty in 1976. Abbott has commuted a death sentence only once. Jason Walker reporting.
Hollywood star Keanu Reeves made his professional auto racing debut in an event in which the Matrix star spun out at famed Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Reeves spun into the grass yesterday without a collision on the exit of Turn 9, a little more than halfway through the 45-minute race. He was fine, though, and kept on going. This is SRN News.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Whatever your plans are on this Sunday, it is a gorgeous day to be outside. Lots of sunshine and Temperatures running even warmer than yesterday. Not to worry, though. There's a little bit of fall cool that's headed our way by tomorrow. Blue skies today, 78. We may get a shower too late tonight. Tomorrow, a brief shower in the morning, and then dry. Sunny at 72. Tuesday, temperatures near 70. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We gather together in communities across the nation to remember and honor, to celebrate and support, to light the night. Join us as we lift our lanterns high in order to move toward a world free of blood cancers. Join us as we light the night for a loved one. Join us. We are the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Our mission is to cure leukemia, lymphoma, Hodgkin's disease, and myeloma. Our aim is to improve the quality of life of patients and their families. Join us. We are LLS, and when we walk, cancer runs. Join your community and help bring light to the darkness of cancer. Join us as we light the night. Find your local event at lightthenight.org. That's lightthenight.org.
On the Money with Gil Kuta has moved to Saturday at 11 a.m. Be sure to tune in. Gil will answer your questions on how to thrive in today's market. Your one-stop financial source is On the Money with Gil Kuta, now Saturday at 11 a.m., exclusively on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening. All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. It's time now for All About Real Estate on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, here's your host, Margaret Rome.
Good afternoon, Baltimore. This is Margaret Rome, and this is All About Real Estate. If you'd like to call us, if you'd like to tell us anything about a real estate experience you've had, maybe you've got a house that you're thinking about buying or selling, maybe you've had a transaction that you want to share with us, maybe you've just got a question or a comment, you may reach us right now, 410-922-6680. One of the things that I need right now is I need your help. I need your help to fulfill a young man's dream. He wants to start a farm. I'm searching for a minimum of 6 acres of farmland. It could be many, many more acres, but a minimum of 6. It needs to be in Maryland. It needs to be within an hour of Baltimore. The ideal property would include land maybe in a floodplain, under a conservation easement, in an agricultural zone, or non-buildable or non-dividable land. Access to water, such as a river, a lake, a reservoir, a stream, is an absolute must. The land might come with a house, a barn, or outbuildings in any condition, or it just may be vacant land. We will consider larger properties if there are at least 4 to 5 acres of relatively level land so it can be farmed. Join me in making this young buyer's farming dream a reality. Call me if you or your family have any land available for sale, or if you know someone who might be interested in selling their land. So if you do, give me a call. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. You can also text me to that number, 410-530-2400. And remember that all calls are confidential. If you're thinking about selling, it is between you and me, and nobody else needs to know that. Some of the other properties that I need a home in Baltimore County, of course, that is maybe as much handicapped accessibility as possible. It needs to be a large home. It preferably should be a rancher. It should be, if it's not a rancher, it should have at least a couple of bedrooms on the main level that are accessible. We'd like to also have a lower level with a garage. We will consider a home with multiple bedrooms and at least two of those bedrooms, as I mentioned, on that first level. We're looking for a home with character, preferably in the Green Spring Falls Road, North Baltimore area up to Racerstown. We're open to properties anywhere in Baltimore. Here's some of the specific features that we're looking for. A home with little or no traffic, away from main roads, privacy from neighbors, easy access to at least an acre of land surrounding the house, and more features would include outside spaces like patios or decks or sunrooms or screened-in porches. Again, a two-car plus garage would be ideal. Any kind of accessibility features would be a plus, whether it's level entries, ramped entrances, maybe it has an elevator, a roll-in shower. Any of these features, if you've got a large home that you're thinking of selling now or even in the future, we can go now, we can wait quite a while. Give me a call. You can reach me again at 410-530-2400. I see that we have a caller, Ben, on the line. Good afternoon, Ben.
Hello, Margaret. I have a question to kind of test your insight into this. I'm in Anne Arundel County, and we recently had a house in the community that was condemned, deemed unsafe for habitation, and the occupants were removed from the house, and it's sitting there now in its current state. And I was wondering if you have any knowledge about what the process is going forward on this.
I think what you need to do is probably call someone in Anne Arundel County on where it was condemned. Is there a notice there about the condemnation?
Yes, sir. There's signs on the house and red tape on the front door.
Okay, so what I'm going to ask here, there may be some numbers on those signs, but if anybody who is listening knows how to move forward with this condemnation of a home in Anne Arundel County, give us a call and let us know what the next step is. Again, any officials, maybe a real estate agent knows about it, maybe an attorney. What do we do next? Ben, that's a good question. Hopefully we'll get a good answer for it.
Okay, thank you very much.
And you can call me after the show if you like, and if I hear of anything, I will let you know. You can reach me at 410-530-2400. Okay, so if anybody knows what the next step is for a home when it has condemned, I think the reason that the neighbors want to make sure that something's done is, yes, it's probably been an eyesore for quite some time. It is now condemned, and they want to rectify that. Let's get moving. If you know anybody who knows what to do, or if you are that person or that industry, or if you can help us, give us a call. Again, you can call us right here on the show, 410-922-6680. Let's see if we can't get an answer for a home that's been condemned in the Anne Arundel County. Wanted to also tell you about, there are times when you need to figure out who you're going to work with, whether you are the buyer, whether you are the seller, whether you are the real estate agent. We all have choices who we're going to work with and if we're going to work with it. We're going to talk about agents who have a choice of who to work with. We're going to talk about buyers and sellers who have a choice of who to work with. And we will tell you more about that after we take John. John, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. In response to the gentleman's inquiry about the house that's in condemnation, generally what has to happen is you go in, you make a scope of work, plans, and you pull permits to bring it out of condemnation. Quite often you can find out from the county what is the actual issue that made it condemned. It could be something as simple as because it was so filthy and there was no working plumbing, right on down to structural. But any good contractor or renovator would be able to go in and figure that out. Again, then you make a scope of work, and you go down to Anne Arundel County and file for permits to do the renovation work. And that's as simple as it is.
Are you saying that somebody who has nothing to do with that house can go down there and file for that? I don't understand.
No. Well, yes. Say it's the house has been purchased. It is in the state. It's condemned. The house can still be purchased. Once it's purchased, then the owner can have a contractor, or if the owner himself is a contractor or a company that renovates and sells homes, they can then go ahead and pull permits to take it out of condemnation.
Okay, so they need to find who owns the house now, see if they can buy that house from them, and then move forward with that permit.
Correct. Also, you can go to to Anne Arundel County and find out the details as to why it was condemned. As I said, it could be something as simple as just because it is so ungodly filthy that it was condemned and determined to be inhabitable by people. It could be that there was no plumbing, working plumbing in the house. That would condemn a house. Things like that.
Okay, so our first step, John, is to find out who owns the house. Hopefully
correct.
The neighbor knows that. Find out how to contact that person. See what legal rights maybe they have passed away, whatever. That's the first step, is to find out the owner of the house.
And that can be done on the internet through SDAT, S-D-A-T. It's Maryland's real estate database. It'll tell you who the owners are, when it was last sold, things like that.
Correct. And that's good information, John. So again, find out, number one, who owns the house, and then from there we can move forward to see if possibly someone would want to purchase that. And Ben, if you would call me after the show, I know I'm talking to John now, but Ben, our first caller, if you will call me after the show or text or leave me a message and give me the address, I will help you find out that information. Again, you can reach me at 410-530-2400. John, I think that's really good information. Are you a contractor? Have you done this before?
Yes, I was in this business for quite a while. I'm semi-retired now. I do home inspections, things like that.
Okay, so I tell you what. Also, I'm going to ask you, John, to call me after the show. And if we need your help or have any questions, I would really like to see if we can't help you maybe get that job and help out the neighbors in Anne Arundel County.
Okay. Can you repeat that, your number?
Sure. You can reach me after the show. You can leave a message at 410-530-2400. And by the way, anybody else out there, whether you are an agent in Anne Arundel or a attorney or anybody who has knowledge of this, how to go about this, we would love the input. And between Ben and John and anybody that calls in and myself, let's see if we can help Ben with this neighbor's home that has been condemned. You are listening to All About Real Estate. Our call-in number right now is 410-922-6680, and we will be back right after the break.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Active Rain is all about real estate. Active Rain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. By connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate, Active Rain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. Active Rain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features Active Rain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. Active Rain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of Active Rain? For information on how to join Active Rain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome@homerome.com. Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
Small businesses are the heart of America. Like you, these entrepreneurs started out with a dream and the drive to build a better life. If you have a small business idea to grow or challenge to face, you don't have to go it alone. Since 1964, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. Today, they are the nation's largest nonprofit source of expert mentoring, resources, and education. Whether you're starting out, building back, or have worked at it for years, SCORE will match you with specialized mentors. Our thousands of volunteers provide the guidance and connections you need for free. Your success is waiting. SCORE is ready to help. Find a mentor today at score.org.
Okay, let's go. Top row, tell me what you see on the eye chart.
EYECARE.
Good. Next row.
America? iCareAmerica.org?
Yes, iCareAmerica is a program that helps seniors 65 and older who haven't had a medical eye exam in 3 or more years. They also help those with an increased risk for glaucoma. And the appointment is often free or at no out-of-pocket cost. There are thousands of volunteer ophthalmologists throughout the United States, which means there's probably a participating doctor right where you live. To protect your eyes, early detection is key. So don't wait. It's easy to see if you qualify. Go to iCareAmerica.org today. That's EYECareAmerica.org.
Hello, this is Delegate Nino Mangione. Join me October 19th in Towson for the annual Italian Heritage Festival from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Celebrate Italian culture with a day filled with live music, delicious food, and a vibrant atmosphere. Enjoy your beer and wine garden. Try your luck at the sausage eating contest, and don't miss the exciting car show. There's fun for everyone with a dedicated children's area, games, and activities. Bring your friends and families to experience the sights, sounds, and tastes of Italy right in Towson. Don't miss the Italian Heritage Festival, where tradition meets celebration. See you there.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate. I started earlier to talk to you about who you work with. Buyers have a choice of who to work with. Sellers have a choice of who to work with, and so do real estate agents. We all do not have to work with everybody. Give you an example. When you are a real estate agent, the decision is in your hands. You can choose who you want to work with. It really is not how many listings you take or how many buyers you're helping. You ask questions. Ask if they are, or have they already spoken to an agent, or do they have any relatives or others they may feel obligated to. So many times you can go out on an appointment, you give your best presentation, telling them everything you're going to do, how much they can get for the house, what to do to fix it up. When you go to have a signature to say we're working together, they then say, oh no, my niece just got into real estate. My sister-in-law is in real estate, and I've promised the listing to them. So again, you need to, when you have somebody who is thinking about selling their home, buying a home, and they're interviewing the agent has the right to interview them right back. And I'm telling realtors to be careful out there, because some buyers and some sellers will just interview agents for their knowledge, and they already know they're going to list with someone else. Remember, agents, when you're giving information, when you are asked for advice on their home, make sure that you're advising your clients, not somebody else's. They may already have a real estate agent. They may already be signed with a real estate agent. Ask the question. I have seen where I had an agent call me this week, very upset. She had helped the seller for a couple of months getting the house ready, helping her stage it, helping her move items around, what to get rid of, what to keep, where to move stuff, giving an idea of the price, all of these things, only to find out at the very end she thought she was working with this client, but she'd never gotten a signature that she was the seller's agent. Again, be careful. It's okay if you are a seller. It is okay for you to choose another agent. And an agent can help build rapport with you. But communicating that there are, maybe you've got other buyers and sellers waiting for you. If someone wants to work with me and they've been referred to me, it would be an honor. But I don't want them to feel obligated that they need to work with me. Again, I say to people who are thinking about selling their home to, are you 100% sure you want to use me? Because if not, I want you to make sure that the person that you're working with is somebody that you really want to work with, somebody who is working in your best interest. Of course, if I'm talking to you and you say you're having a trouble deciding on who to work for, here's something I will say back to you. it's okay if you go with someone else. You've got that choice. I'd be honored to work with you, but I want you to have the person that you're the most comfortable with. So if you are an agent, and again, this is mainly for agents, please don't make those sellers feel obligated that they have to go with you for any reason, whether it's a relative or they sold your house before or any of these kinds of things. Sellers don't need to be obligated to real estate agents in order to please somebody else. And the same thing with buyers and sellers. Buyers and sellers have that choice. There are some buyers, there are some sellers out there who feel totally obligated to use a particular real estate agent. Again, maybe it's a friend or a relative or an acquaintance who previously talked to you about real estate. Maybe you met somebody at a party and they were talking real estate and they kind of make you feel like when you're going to sell your house, you have to use me. Maybe the person is a friend or a relative. Again, that obligation should not fall on you. You feel like you must use them. You may feel trapped by a specific agent. Again, this is not the time, this is not the place to accept guilt. How do I know this? Because I talk to buyers and sellers during the week. They call me to ask me advice. They say something like, but my sister-in-law's daughter's sister is a real estate agent and the family says I have to use them. How can I refuse that? I know that's out there. So again, if you are considering selling, do not feel obligated to family members. Of course, if that agent is the best agent and you want to use them, by all means, go for them. Sometimes I have had these questions come to me and I want to buy this house. This is a buyer. Ask all kinds of questions about a house. Know the information about it. And then you ask them, wait, do you have a real estate agent? And you get an answer like, well, we sort of. Well, what does sort of means? And they said, well, our agent is looking for us, has been looking for us for about a year. But I don't think they're helping us. In fact, I had one that I thought was the perfect house for these buyers, and it was even listed by that same agent's real estate company, and this agent didn't get back to the buyer, didn't call the buyers back, and by the time the buyer found out that this home was on sale, it already was under contract. So buyers, sellers, remember, agents, you may not be happy with me on this one, but buyers and sellers, it's not your job to make us, the real estate agent, feel good. It's not your responsibility to give us a sale because we need it. Choose an agent that you trust. Choose someone who will protect your interest, someone who will get you the best house, get you the best deal when you buy or sell, know how to get inspectors and lenders and title attorneys, and anything else you might need for a smooth transaction. The best way to find a reliable agent is through someone that you trust, someone whose value you whose opinion you value. Again, talk to others. Ask them what kind of relationship, how their deal went. Ask plenty of questions. This is a big deal. When you're looking for your new home, when you're selling the home that you're in, this can be a good, exciting, positive experience. And again, you don't need to worry about the agent and the family. Find the right person for you to buy or to sell your home. And another question that came up was, I have a best friend who's a real estate agent. Should I work with that real estate agent? And I've heard all kinds of answers to that. I have heard, absolutely not. Don't work with friends and relatives. You will be told that that's not a good idea. But I have some concerns. Why are they telling you? If that particular best friend or family member happens to be the best person for the house in your area, the best person to help you buy a house, why wouldn't you use them? And sometimes we buyers and sellers are talked out of using their quote best friend, and it's not because they're doing right by you. It is because they really want the listing. Agents, again, they have the ability to make the decision not to work with certain friends and former colleagues and relatives. And what I say is, if your best friend is indeed the best person that you feel is the best person for your property, by all means, use them. If you feel that your best friend or your relative is not, then that's the perfect time to say, I don't work with relatives. I don't want to work with best friends. I don't want to hurt our relationship. Questions about that? It's okay. Buyers, sellers, real estate agents, my point is that you have the right to choose who you want to work with, what kind of person you want to work with, whether they're upfront, whether they're honest, whether they're looking out for your best interest. And if not, interview somebody else. Another reason that I heard one of my colleagues went out on a real estate appointment, on a listing appointment, and after, you know, a while, asked for the, you know, the signature, and they said, oh, no, we're going to sign up with Agent Y. And she says, well, why are you having me out here? And they said back, because everyone told us you have to interview at least three agents. Agents, make sure when you go out on a listing appointment that you know that this is what's happening. Again, you don't want to waste your time. You don't want to give information to someone who is not going to be using you, but who feels obligated to interview you. Agents, buyers, sellers, have any questions about who to work with, who you should choose to work with, give us a call or talk to your real estate agent about it. If you want to reach us right now, give us a call, 410-922-6680.
Whatever your plans are on this Sunday, it is a gorgeous day to be outside. Lots of sunshine and temperatures running even warmer than yesterday. Not to worry, though. There's a little bit of fall cool that's headed our way by tomorrow. Blue skies today, 78. We may get a shower too late tonight. Tomorrow, a brief shower in the morning, and then dry. Sunny at 72. Tuesday, temperatures near 70. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Hi, I'm Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my dentists and their amazing practice. Dr. Laser and Dr. Doroshenko have been making my smile great again for a couple years. And they've addressed dental issue after dental issue with extraordinary care and the highest standards of excellence. Now, the practice is Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, and you can check out their gallery of smiles on Instagram at Cosmetic Dentist Baltimore. If you have missing teeth, that snaggletooth, discolored teeth, loose-fitting dentures that annoy the heck out of you, or if you just want implants or veneers that look perfect and not like something from a bad B-movie, do what I've done and have Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry make your smile great again. Call 410-356-7799 or send them a message online at CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. They also offer sedation dentistry for the anxious patient. Call Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, 410-356-7799, 410-356-7799, and make your smile great again.
History happened here for 100 years.
Under the mask of darkness, the moving van started pulling away from the Colts complex. They were taking away equipment, furniture, the trophy case that told of the Colts tradition. And they were bound for Indianapolis. The last of the trucks left in the dreary gray of morning.
Baltimore's been listening for 100 years. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back, Baltimore. This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate. If you want to reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. I've been telling you about some of the properties that I need, and I do need some more, but let me tell you about a couple that are on the market right now and are ready for you to look at, bring your agent in, make an offer on. I have a five-bedroom home in Columbia sitting on a corner lot. It's the only house on the block. It's beautiful. It's conveniently located to the major roads like 70, 29, and 100. It makes your commute a real breeze, but the house is sitting on a quiet corner lot. It's fenced by mature trees. It is adjacent to county land, and it is very close to one of the many paved walking trails that Columbia is so well known for. The two-room primary suite with adjoining bedroom is very, very useful, very flexible if you want to make that second room a TV room or a reading room, if you want to make that second room a walk-in dressing room. If you've got a young child, they could go in that room. If you want a little bit of privacy from your partner, you can go into that other room. Many, many ways of using a home that has a two-room primary suite. There are extra rooms on the first floor that could also be used as a bedroom. This home has a two-car garage that was converted to a one-bedroom on the first floor, easily converted back. So if you think that this home is in the right area in Columbia, But you need that garage and not that first floor bedroom. Let me know, because we have someone that can easily convert that property right back. Again, there is a den on the first floor. There is a huge kitchen family room. There are two fireplaces. There is a full finished lower level. The living room, dining room has cathedral ceilings. It is a lovely home, very unusual floor plan for Columbia. Move-in condition, if you're thinking about moving into the area of Columbia, you need a 4-5-bedroom home. Give me a call. This home is located at 5251 Candy Root Court. I would be happy to show this to you, or if you're working with a real estate agent, have them contact me. We will get them into the room, into the home right away. Bright, high ceilings, spacious Columbia home. Give me a call, 410-530-2400. And if you're working with the real estate agent, you all know, have your agent give me a call, or call me and tell me who your agent is. I will make arrangements for them to get into the property with you. Another home that I have is a penthouse on a golf course, and three bedrooms. Give me a call if you're interested in that. I have another property that is a stately colonial, all brick colonial, slate roof, immaculate move-in condition, bay window, a sunroom addition, a family room addition, a huge, huge lower level that could be another, it could be a studio, it could be a dance studio, it could be more bedrooms and bathrooms, it could be a meeting room, anything that you might think of. Big house, beautiful condition. Again, this is a brick home that's located at 3500 Falstaff Road. If you're interested, please give me a call. Another property I have is a corner lot in Baltimore County. If you're thinking about building a single-family home on a corner half-acre lot, give me a call. And some of the other properties that I need, and I do need, I've got buyers that are looking for homes that we just can't seem to find them. As soon as we find one, it's already sold, or we're just missing out. I need a townhouse in the Falls, a 21209. If you're thinking about selling your home, this could be an end of group. This could be an interior group. I've got somebody who's ready to purchase that right now. I need a condo, preferably either a two-bedroom or a two-bedroom and den in the Annan Woods community. This one, they'd like to be in either number one or number two high stepper court. If you are thinking about selling this in the now, either right now or even maybe in the near future, please give me a call. I am looking for buyers. These buyers are qualified. These buyers are ready to go right now. And sometimes they are available and can make it convenient for you to find your next home before you have to sell this. I need, and I've talked to you about this before, I need a facility that can be used for a congregation. If you know of a place like this that's got some parking, that's in Baltimore County, that could be used for a religious worshiping place, if it's an existing church, maybe your congregation is already moving out or outgrowing the your facility. We need that. We need it in Baltimore County. Another home that I need a large luxury condominium in Baltimore County, minimum three bedrooms, and I know they're hard to come by. If you've got a three-bedroom condo that is really over-the-top luxurious, I've got buyers who are looking for this. And again, you can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. And with that, we are going to take another quick break. You are listening to All About Real Estate, Margaret Rome. You may reach me after the show at 410-530-2400.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
Life is full of balance, but if you are one of the millions of people affected by dizziness, vertigo, and imbalance, finding your footing isn't as easy as it seems. These conditions disrupt daily life and rob people of their independence. They are often misdiagnosed by healthcare providers, and some people are told that their symptoms are all in their head or that they are just due to stress. Nothing could be farther from the truth. Do you often feel dizzy and foggy-headed? Do you reach out for the wall to keep yourself from falling over? Do you experience a constant ringing in your ears? If you answered yes, you might have a problem with your inner ear. But there's hope. Visit liferebalanced.org or call 800-837-8428 to learn how you can get better. Again, that's 800-837-8428. Sponsored by the Vestibular Disorders Association.
The Rob Carson Show.
Kamala's not saying anything about sex change operations. She's not talking about critical race theory. She switched all of her positions to center-right, which is a lie. Have you noticed that? And her kind of refurbishing her image as the candidate, only been the candidate for 70 days, isn't going to change the fact that before that, Joe Biden was the worst president ever, that people have been suffering for 4 years, and she's an awful vice president and not a smart person.
Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. You're listening to Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate, and you can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. You can go to my website. You can see any and all of the listed properties. And you just have to remember my name, margaretrome.com. Again, if you've got any questions during the week, give me a call. If I don't answer, call me back. I know there's a couple of calls I think I missed last week. I didn't forget about you. Some of them, I think, were erased. Give me a call. You know how to reach me. Wanted to tell you that while you are a seller, while you are about to move out of your home, there's one thing that you really need to remember. Some people think this is a little crazy to be doing, but I found this to be quite helpful. Moving from one house to another takes a tremendous amount of time, planning, emotion. You work hard to get that house ready to show and to sell, and then even harder to sort it and pack it and arrange for the moving company. You've got friends, you've got neighbors. You may not see anymore. Maybe you're moving out of town. You need to take time to say your farewells to them. You need to be able to do this very last step. Go through the house, say goodbye to the house, you've lived in this house possibly for years, decades. It's become a part of you. No matter whether you've spent just a few months or 50 years, those rooms hold memories of people, of events, of happy times, not so good times, just as you need to say goodbye to people who move on to the next phase. You need to say goodbye to the home that has sheltered you for years. So my suggestion, take a few minutes in each room. Think about the things that happened there. Acknowledge them. Maybe you'll cry. Maybe you'll laugh if that's what you feel. But say your farewell. When suggesting this time to say goodbye, I've gotten some strange reactions. In one case, a client told me to stick to real estate. He didn't hire me to be his shrink. Later that day, I get a call from the seller's wife, from this gentleman's wife, after doing this exercise. He was in tears, and she thanked me for encouraging him to do that. And again, for some, it's a grieving that needs emotional closure. You've invested more than just money in your home. You've invested yourself. Give yourself time to say goodbye when you are leaving. No matter how busy you are, plan some time. Maybe you need to do it alone. Maybe you need to do it with someone else. Maybe you need to do it with your children. Encourage your children. Encourage your grandchildren. If this is grandma's home, those grandchildren who have lived and loved in this home and visited might really need that closure also. It's not just the owner who is having to say goodbye to the house. Think about it. Your home may have been a haven for other people other than your immediate family. So think about your home. Think about it as a good friend. Yes, there are going to be some sad memories in the home. There should also be a lot of good memories. You want to remember them. You want to take time to give that farewell. And I've seen this be very, very helpful. Not everybody takes my advice, but I find that the ones who do have been very, very pleased. They got a lot of emotional feelings out, and they did feel better afterwards. Again, if you're thinking about buying, if you're thinking about selling a house, if you've got any questions about who you want to work with, whether you're a buyer, whether you're a seller, whether you're a real estate agent, you need my advice, give me a call. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400.
We'll be right back.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
With SRN News, I am Michael Harrington in Washington. Former President Trump has made an emotional return to Butler, Pennsylvania, the site of the first attempt on his life last July.
A very big thank you to Pennsylvania.
Happened to our country. We can't take another 4 years.